Time to talk movies with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. And good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Don.
Your theaters operate in the cold?
Our theaters are operating in the cold. So if you need a break, if you need an escape, come on in. We've got the heat on for you.
That's good. We're turning on the heat, so it doesn't matter what's on the screen as long as it's warm in there, right? Okay, we've got a couple. We're going to talk about the Oscar nominations, the Razzies. We're going to talk about all that stuff. But first, let's get to the new movies that have come out this week.
All right. The first new movie is Mercy. This is an R-rated action cyber thriller. It stars Chris Pratt and Rebecca Ferguson, and it's being distributed by Amazon/MGM. Pratt plays a detective in this one who, it's the near future, he stands on trial for murdering his wife. And it's in the future, so in this movie, he's got 90 minutes to prove his innocence to an advanced AI judge before it determines his fate. So essentially, they give you all the tools, all the cameras, all the access you can possibly have, and they give you 90 minutes to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that you did not commit the crime. So that is the movie Mercy. It stars Chris Pratt, and it's rated R out this weekend. And a next movie is Hamnet. Now, this movie has been released since last year, 2025. It's expanding to more theaters nationwide, and it's very timely because the movie was nominated for several Oscar nominations yesterday. It's a PG-13 period drama. It stars Jesse Buckley and Paul Mescal. They both are brilliant in this movie. They play Agnes and William Shakespeare, and they're grappling with grief because it's the 16th century. They've lost their son Hamnet to the plague, and this goes on with how that story unfolds. It's Hamnet. Jesse Buckley already won the award at the Golden Globes for Best Actress. She's nominated again for an Oscar for this one. And as I mentioned, the movie's earned 8 Oscar nominations so far. So if you want to go see Hamnet, it's a great period piece movie and is definitely getting some critical acclaim.
A friend of mine saw it and said, yes, it's a good movie. So I think I will see it. All right, now, when I was a kid and the Oscar nominations came out, it was back in the 60s, late 60s, they used to get the group, you know, the theaters and everything to, these pictures have been nominated. They used to bring them back into theaters immediately because they were Oscar nominated. And this is before movies were, you know, there's no streaming. There was no video cassettes, you know, DVDs, whatever. So they used to bring them back into theaters. And I see you guys are doing it right now with a couple of super nominated movies like Sinners. What, 16 nominations, set a record?
Yeah, so we're bringing them back, and in this case, I'll narrate a little bit here. There are a couple movies coming back, like Hamnet, Sinners, and One Battle After Another this weekend, which we'll get into. But then also, we have our Best Picture Showcase, which we've lined up. So anyone that wants to go to marcustheaters.com/bestpicture2026 can see we have a showcase that's going to go on from March 4th to the 15th. It's going to include all of the Best Picture nominees plus the live action and animated shorts. And you can catch up on all these movies. We've got special offers in there. We've got a passport price where you can see a 4-pack of those movies for $28. And then we've also brought back our popular Marathon Saturdays. So on March 7th and March 14th, we're going to be showing 5 movies one Saturday and 5 movies the next. You get in for 1 package price, which includes 20% off concessions. So there are a lot of different ways that we're going to make sure that we are bringing back these movies that are nominated for Best Picture for people to see. So go check that out. So that's the way you can do that. But this weekend, you've got Sinners and One Battle After Another. They're on the screen now this weekend. Sinners, as you mentioned, 16 Oscar nominations. That is a record. Now, admittingly, casting is a new award this year. However, the previous record was 14. So even if you take out casting, they would be in the lead because previously there were 14 nominations for All About Eve, Titanic, and La La Land. It's a great movie, Sinners, and interesting premise because when you think about it, you wouldn't think a movie. Ryan Coogler directs it. Michael B. Jordan plays the role of twin brothers. And it's an original, amazing vampire movie, essentially. You wouldn't think that that would be the nomination under that description that would have the all-time most Oscar nominations, but it is. It's a great movie, Sinners, and I think people should go to see that one if they have not seen it this weekend, because it's amazing on the big screen. And the other one we talked about was One Battle After Another. So not now, while it was outdone by Sinners, One Battle After Another received 13 nominations. So when you look at this, it's just phenomenal when you see these two movies and what they did in terms of the nominations. So Sinners is out there, and then One Battle After Another. You've got Paul Thomas Anderson directing Leonardo DiCaprio. You've got Sean Penn and Benicio Del Toro in this movie as well. And it's a great action thriller movie. It follows Leonardo DiCaprio's character. He's this ex-revolutionary who's forced back into his combative lifestyle when his daughter gets abducted and pursued by a corrupt military officer from his past. I can say this, Paul Thomas Anderson is amazing directing, and Leo does an excellent job. This is going to be really interesting, because on Oscar night, it's going to be like the battle of two heavyweights between Sinners and One Battle After Another. And they're going to be in the ring, and we'll see who gets what awards, because I'll tell you, both of these movies are hot in contention. And right now I'm going to give a little edge to Sinners, but I'll have to say One Battle After Another was amazing too. So I'm going to see these movies again and consider which one might win as well.
You said Leo. Are you like on a first name basis with him? Leo?
Not, you know?
Are you on like a simpatico with Leonardo, and he's just Leo to you now, like his friends? Okay, now you mentioned All About Eve, which also got, 14 nominations. That,
yes.
That was a classic with Betty Davis, it starred. But the title character, Eve, who's the, you know, contentious person in the movie, Eve, her backstory is she's from Milwaukee. So we have a Milwaukee connection with All About Eve. And one of my favorite lines, and this is one of the, they out of all the lines, they you ever see these lists of famous lines like "I don't give a damn" from Gone with the Wind and things. The line from All About Eve is when Betty Davis comes down the stairs. She says, "Buckle up, it's gonna be a bumpy night." I love that. All right, so in just a moment, we're going to talk about the nominations and what's a new category you mentioned? Casting.
What's that? New category is casting this year.
What's that?
It's the award for casting, literally picking the right lineup of people to star in movies. It's more of a behind the scenes position, but one that's more and more important, kind of lining up the right people to star in these movies.
Who knew they had an award for that now? All right. We're talking to Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. We're talking movies this morning. The Oscar nominations made the other day. So did the Raspberry, the Golden Raspberry Awards, known as the Razzies. We'll talk about those coming up. All right. So we know One Battle After Another and Sinners nominated for Best Picture. What else do we have out there?
So for Best Picture, there were 10 total nominations. We already talked about Sinners and One Battle After Another, like you said. Here is the rest of the lineup for those that aren't familiar with any of these pictures. We have The Secret Agent. Now, this is one of two international features that actually is nominated for Best International Feature and Best Picture. It's a Brazilian movie, so it's in Portuguese with English subtitles, and very good movie. It's a thriller about this technology researcher, and he's hiding from a military dictatorship in 1977. He's kind of more a behind-the-scenes secret agent, but it is really interesting to watch that and The Secret Agent. So check that one out. As I said, we'll have all these movies on our screens from March 4th through March 15th as part of our Best Picture Showcase. The next movie is Marty Supreme, and I think when A24 released this over the holiday season, everyone knew that this would get many awards. We knew that Timothy Chalamet would get nominated for Best Actor, and in this case, we have a movie that has plenty of nominations as well when you look at the count on this one. 9 nominations for Marty Supreme. And Timothy Chalamet does a wonderful performance. He's a hustler, and he's trying to become a ping pong champion in the 1950s. So 9 nominations for this one for Marty Supreme. The next movie is F1. Now, this just happened to be my favorite movie of last year, just because I like the action, I like the racing sequences. Brad Pitt and director Joseph Kosinski deliver action in this movie. It's F1. Let me tell you, if you haven't seen this movie on the big screen, just forget about it. You've got to go see this movie with everything that is going on and how amazing this is. So I'm very excited to see this eventually back on the big screen. That is F1. The next movie is Frankenstein. Now, Frankenstein's interesting because it had a limited theatrical release and then went on to Netflix. It's directed by Guillermo del Toro. And this is a gothic sci-fi drama that retells Mary Shelley's classic tale of Dr. Victor Frankenstein and his monster. So watch this one. It looks great. Guillermo del Toro is an excellent director. So I do think this definitely deserved to be nominated this year. A film that came out during the fall that I think many people did not get to see, but is very interesting. I think it's a little too quirky to win Best Picture, but it was nominated, is the movie Begonia. So this was released by Focus Features, and it happens to star Emma Stone, and she does a tremendous job in this one. It's a dark comedy and science fiction thriller. It's about two conspiracy-obsessed young men. They happen to kidnap a powerful CEO who's played by Emma Stone because they believe she's an alien preparing to destroy Earth. Then, of course, are they nuts or is she really an alien? Well, we'll have to watch the movie to find out, but that's Begonia. It got plenty of critical acclaim when it was released, and that is why it is up for Best Picture this year.
You know, your description makes it sound interesting.
It is very interesting, actually. I'd recommend people go see it. It is an interesting movie. I just think it might be a little too quirky to win Best Picture, but it's there, and that's Begonia. Next movie is Train Dreams. So this one is also a Netflix release. We'll have it on the big screen, though, and I think this is really a movie that I think will be beautiful on the big screen. You and I talked about the movie that won Best Picture a few years ago, Nomadland.
Yeah.
And how beautiful that movie was with the sweeping panoramic vistas and the landscape. Well, this one's very similar. Joel Edgerton plays a character who's a logger and a railroad worker, and it takes place in the early 20th century Pacific Northwest. He has a quiet life, and he's dealing with the loss of family members. His wife and daughter have passed away, and he's kind of in search of finding himself in the midst of watching America change during its rapid industrialization period. And he's this logger out there in the Pacific Northwest in the early 20th century. Beautiful scenery in this one. Joel Edgerton does a great job as well. So that's Train Dreams. And then the last movie that we haven't talked about so far is a movie called Sentimental Value. This is the second international picture that's nominated for Best International Picture, but also nominated for Best Picture. It's from Norway. So it's a Norwegian language movie. It has English subtitles. There are these estranged sisters that reunite with their famous filmmaker father, whose name is Gustav, and he wants to cast one of his daughters in his comeback film, which causes some family tensions that go on. So there's those that we talked about, and then there's also what we talked about previously earlier in our time, Sinners, which has 16 nominations. You've got One Battle After Another with 13 nominations, and then you've also got Hamnet, which has 8 nominations. So those 10 make up the Best Picture slate. Really interesting slate there. I think when you look at snubs for Best Picture,
let's talk about the snubs now.
Yeah. You're gonna talk about probably. I think people are gonna say for Best Picture, Wicked for Good and Avatar: Fire and Ash. Two mainstream pictures that didn't make it. I think you know Wicked did have a presence during last year's. But it obviously this year was shut out entirely. Not even its musical numbers were nominated. So Wicked for Good got shut out entirely, including on Best Picture. Avatar: Fire and Ash was not nominated for Best Picture, despite the fact that it is a technically amazing movie from James Cameron, but it did get nominated for some technical awards. So those probably are the two Best Pictures that got snubbed.
Let's talk about actors who got snubbed.
Yeah, there's a couple of them. I think there are three. There was a movie this past fall called The Smashing Machine in which Dwayne Johnson played in the biography of a UFC fighter. Dwayne Johnson is The Rock. He really prepared for this movie. He really wanted to show people that Dwayne Johnson was not pure action and comedy star, and he proved it. He did an amazing job in the movie The Smashing Machine. I think the field was just too crowded, so it was Dwayne Johnson that did not receive a nomination. Everyone's talking about Ariana Grande. She wasn't nominated for Wicked for Good. I could have seen her in it, but again, there's a crowded field, and there's only five people that can be up. So Wicked for Good was locked out of every single nomination, but I think Ariana Grande did a great job. And then Paul Mescal. So Hammett did very, very well with eight total nominations, but Paul did not get nominated for his role in William Shakespeare. Of course, Jesse Buckley, his co-star, is the favorite to win Best Actress during the awards ceremony. So those are probably the biggest snubs there. I think the Oscars was rather interesting this year. When you look at it, it was a lot of big movies at the top, gobbling a lot of nominations, because we talked about it. Sinner, 16 nominations. One Battle Senator, 13. Marty Supreme had 9 nominations. This movie, Sentimental Value, that we talked about from Norway, had 9. Frankenstein has 9, and Hamlet has 8. So when you look at it, it's very top-heavy, with the two heavyweight Sinners and One Battle After Another, and the others. You just see movies that were nominated over and over and over again this year for all their different awards.
Is that because they couldn't find any films that were good, or is it just because these films were so good?
You know, these are very, very good films. I don't know. It's interesting. I just think the Academy had this mindset for these particular movies, or those that nominated. It was rather interesting. It's always very interesting, I think, from when they switched the Best Picture nominations from 5 to 10 several years ago, because they did that because they thought this will help more mainstream pictures get nominated. And I actually think it had the opposite effect. We ended up having a lot more moderate to limited release and foreign films getting into place with those 10, because it's interesting. Some of the biggest movies of the year were not nominated. We talked about Avatar, we talked about Wicked, we talked about some of those others. But in this case, I think definitely some great performances in these. And I have to say, Sinners and One Battle After Another, they're definitely very deserving. Both directors, Ryan Coogler and Paul Thomas Anderson, delivered great pictures. So we'll see what happens.
I think Wicked could have been a big Oscar winner had they made one movie and not broke it up to two. They went for the money. They went to double up on the money, and that's what they got. If they would have made it one cohesive film, I think they could have cleaned up at the Oscars last year. But they went for the money. They got greedy, and I don't think Wicked for Good was a good movie. I don't think it was good at all. All the good songs were in the first half, and half of Wicked for Good, people were just saying goodbye to each other. And I thought the first one was fabulous, just a great movie. Second, I think they had to stretch it out. That's just my opinion, but what do I know? Let's talk about the Razzies real quick. The Golden Raspberry Awards, these are the negative awards. These are the ones where they took the worst pictures and they gave them some notoriety. And the best pictures, I only heard of one of these here. They got The Electric State, Hurry Up Tomorrow, Snow White, which was the live-action Disney movie, Star Trek Section 31, and War of the Worlds from last year. You ever hear of any of these other than Snow White?
Well, the biggest ones are Snow White, which, of course, had its challenges at the box office. The movie Hurry Up Tomorrow was very interesting. It was released by Lionsgate, and it starred the music sensation The Weeknd. And he is obviously very accomplished, but the movie was just kind of a little incomplete and didn't pan out. So when you look at that, you see Snow White and Hurry Up Tomorrow. I haven't seen Star Trek 31, The Electric State, or War of the Worlds. Those are just so far into the radar that even I didn't go see those movies. But I can tell you that I think Snow White's picking this one up, Don. I just think that one's the obvious pick right now because of its underperformance. And I think it's the one that the Razzies are going to pick on this year.
You know, War of the Worlds, who knew they even made another remake of that? The last remake I knew was with Tom Cruise several years ago. I didn't know they made another one, War of the Worlds. I mean, I didn't hear about anybody even showing that movie, did you?
You know, I can't even remember it. So let's just say that much. And if I don't remember it, man, it must have just been a blip on the radar.
All right, I got some, let's see if I got some movie news here. I had something here for you. This one of my favorite comedy horror movies is Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein. Remember that movie? That was so good. They had Dracula, the Wolfman, the Invisible Man, Frankenstein, and Abbott and Costello. Well, Kenan Thompson and Kel Mitchell are reuniting in a horror comedy called Kenan and Kel Meet Frankenstein. They'll play delivery drivers who arrive at a castle and accidentally wake up Frankenstein's monster. That's the Abbott and Costello movie. Basically remaking it. All right. I have one other story here, and of course now I can't find it because I got so involved in what we were talking about. This was interesting. This is kind of a fun fact. There were such low expectations for the movie Star Wars in 1977 that it was only shown on, or 76 or 77, only shown on 42 screens nationwide for its opening weekend because they thought nobody was going to go see it. Who figured that out? So these executives, they don't always know. All right, got about 40 seconds here. What's opening this weekend?
All right, we have got Mercy starring Chris Pratt. It's the R-rated cyber thriller. We've got Hamnet being re-released. Many Oscar nominations there with Jesse Buckley already winning the Golden Globe. So that Hamnet, that's the PG-13 period piece movie. And then re-released on screens are the movies that got nominated for many, many awards. We had Sinners coming back to the big screen and One Battle After Another. And as I said, we're going to have all the Best Picture nominations back on Marcus Theater screens at some time in our Best Picture Showcase. Check them out on marcustheaters.com/Best Picture 2026. So much to talk about. I think you and I are going to be talking about the Oscars for quite some time because the drama has only started, and there's a lot more story as awards season is now in full.
Thank you, Brett Hoffman and Marcus Theater.